Today's between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with the titles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian,Spanish and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但是遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北边到南边。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延山峰、美丽瀑布、甲雕刻精致的庙宇。东部地区有一系列的美景，山腰海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心。到現在因為保重到很多早期移民中初在這裡的宿舍。
2007年初，青海部長書回應了咱世界會會員新地的渴望，在2007年2月18日參加新年的慶祝活動，跟來自全世界大約100名的世界會會員和貴賓，在佛羅摩薩歡慶第二年的農曆新年。在吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海部长书颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员贺厚生阿瓦勒兹。表彰因在菲律宾对优柔难民所做的自身义举。
咱今晚邀请你聆听青海部长书对阮世界会会员做所的开始。无上修行世家，1992年12月，在福尔摩沙山顶门。
Just a few minutes. I have one experience I want to share. See, my husband, he is American also. After he got initiation, he came to the center.
Yeah.
I think if you go to the center and you feel that just the center, you go for meditation, not because go in there to look for somebody treat you this way or do this way or what happened.
Okay, that's very good, very good. Okay, now you told me about this.I remember my previous experiences. I went all over places. I meditate with all kinds of people. And I live in the ashram of the ashram next to the railway. But I never see anything except my own destination. I only see myself. I only see what I have to do and nothing else. And I was so busy doing my own things. Yeah? I was too busy cleaning up the ashram in India.And I was also busy doing my own, you know, understanding and thinking and running inward. And I was too busy enjoying my samadhi. My leg got numb, my arms numb, my whole body is not there. How else can I see anybody? I am not even there. I'm gone. Yeah, that's the best way to go to any ashram. If you believe in that master, just go to the master and with the master.And be with the master alone. And that's where you have no problem. I never had any problem in any community. I just mix with them. I love them, but I don't see them. You understand? I'm not disturbed. How can I be? I'm too occupied. I'm too occupied inside. When I was in India, I was in an ashram for a few months. And when I first came, I just help around, you know, washing dishes, anything I need to do, and I have time, I do it. And most people don't like washing dishes, washing floor and that. And so I do all these things. And even if the one who work in the office don't need to do the labor work. But when I work, I finish my office so fast and I saw everything laying around, I don't like mess, so I clean it up and I do it very fast. I know how to organize things. You know, the mountain of dishes like this. So I went in the kitchen, all I see is dishes. So now there are big tanks or big washing this place. So I put them all, soap and water running into it, and then I put all the dishes inside, okay, soak it for a while, and then the other side I run cleaning water. And after I put it out, it's a little bit clean already. It's clean already. So I just shake a little bit, oh gosh, and then put it all inside there, and then later I dig them up, and then one by one, they're clean by themselves. I leave water running. But the problem is Indian water. sometimes not. Just like magic, you know. Now you see them, now you don't. So sometimes to wash dishes is a real enlightening problem, enlightening question to be solved. So you see, that's how I pass my time. I only remember washing dishes, nothing else that happened. So that's what it is. Okay, that's how I pass my time. And I wear just like Indian Punjab, you know, just similar to this. Nothing very special. Not even so beautiful like this. And the because I didn't have that much money, when you travel and you don't work, you know, you have to take care of everything. Penny, you cannot afford to wear luxury. So I have only 3 pairs of clothes. And the cotton I wear is the cheapest in India. And even Indian people don't wear this kind of, just like cheesecloth. But I like it. It's soft, it's airy, and it's cheap. So I make 3 pairs of that, and that's finished, nothing else. And so I'm nothing special from anyone else. But all around me is Indians and Americans. Or I mean European American. But I never feel that I'm not at home with them. Maybe because I speak languages. I speak French with the French, I speak German with the German, I speak English with Americans. So, and the Indians people, they speak English too, most of them. Therefore, no problem, you see. I never feel that they are different from me. I never had any idea. I don't even think of the differences. I don't even know that it exists. So when I see you, I know you are different from me, but it never occurred to me that you should be any different from me at all. Otherwise, I would feel distant, you know. I don't. I feel at home anywhere. So that's what the attitude we should have. After I left that ashram, because I stay one after another sometimes, you know, when I have nothing to do, you have nothing to do, you go around shopping for master, hunting for saints and Buddhas. Yeah, so I go from Sikhs and Hinduism and anything, you know, anybody is my friend. So right. So after I left that, and I come back next time, I went to Himalaya and come back, and one of the person in that ashram, he's supposed to be elders, you understand, one of the elders, the initiate from the previous master even. So he's kind of equal with this present master, the successor. But then he bowed to me. His beard was so long and white. His turban is so dignified, he's tall and massive and so saintly looking. And he bowed down to my feet. And I was sitting there reading newspapers. If I was sitting there cross-legged and closed my eyes like this, and he bowed to me, it would be understandable. But I just sit on the floor, squat, next to the telephone booth even. And just nothing to do, so I read the old Indian throwaway on the dustbin newspaper. And then he bowed to me, the full prostration, the Indian way. Touch my feet, kiss my feet. Can you imagine? So I run away from that ashram. And you know, if you know the Indian tradition, you would appreciate the grave significance of this matter. Because he's the one who worked in the office of that present master, you understand? And he is the previous initiated, you understand? He could be my grandmaster in that case, you understand what I mean? The great master, before his present master. Everywhere you go, that person is your master in the ashram. Otherwise, if you don't accept it, you cannot stay there, you understand? So in a sense, you are the disciple of that present master. And that person is just like your master also, because he was initiated by the same master with that master. So in the way, he's my master also, uncle master, you understand, hierarchy, yeah. But also, I used to work with him also, together in that office sometimes, answering letter or doing some clerk work. And he didn't bow to me before. And he know me, he know I'm one of the numbers in the ashram, or one of the foreigners who visit, you know, and who so-called disciples in the ashram. He know me, not that the first time he saw me, we worked together for many months in there, drinking tea together. But when I came back from the Himalaya, he bowed to me. And I was so scared.
Oh. I was thinking, huh? I was scared that my ego will rise up like a mountain. So I go away from the ashram. Mm. And it's not the first time, and it's not the only thing that happened. I have some disciples in India. they run around looking for me. And they look at my palm and say, oh, you're definitely the Buddha. Oh, please accept me as a disciple. On the spot. You understand? Just like that. But they're lovely. Oh, I like them so much. They are very pure, you know. So pure. Very innocent. Most of them. Like in any country, but majority of people are very innocent. Very saintly by nature. Very saintly. So therefore, when you go to India, it's difficult to not to like them. The Indian, if they bow to one master, they never should bow to another master again. Let alone, I am just one of the foreign disciples and just came for a few months. You understand? And he is the previous great master's disciple. And then the master passed away, another master passed away, and this present master, he's a 3 generations ahead of me, understand? And he bowed to me, and in front of my other people. Indian custom, very strict, you know, bending, huh? You know, huh? If you bow to another master, just like you commit a terrible crime. And this man is in full sense, understand? He's in full awareness. He worked for the present master, of the 3 masters he worked for. Very tried and trusted, and very enlightened.
Didn't he want to follow you?
No, he didn't say anything, and I dare not ask. Do you think I still have my wit intact to ask him about anything like that? Yes.
I was going to ask if there was any dialogue between you two.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think I'm as stolid as anyone else around him. I don't pursue things when it's gone. I have no idea what to do. Understand? When things come, things go. I didn't have any idea like you, so clear like this, what to do or to ask or to inquire about things. I inquire about nothing. If it comes to me, it comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. Huh? Yeah? It's like that. And even I don't go and look for master even. I just go around and people say to me, oh, there's another master, 420 years old, another one 50, 500 years old, etc. And then I just go. They take me around, understand? Sometimes. Just by arrangement, natural arrangement. I don't inquire much things.
It makes you more human.
Yeah, that I don't know. Yeah, right. Don't so know. Now you make sure that you know I'm human. And don't take all nonsense from them, that I'm superhuman, okay? Yeah, it's fun to talk about these things. Yeah. I was so surprised, and I didn't think anything about it, except but to stay away. So in America, a similar thing happened. The people who, I don't know, they get vision and they go to the temple. I went to the temple where I stay and supposed to be the disciple. You know, wherever I am, I'm disciple. I don't think anything. You understand? I just do what is there and I stay where a circumstance has arranged. I don't think anything. Who is a master? Who is not this master? I never care. I had no idea that I would be master.
That's how you feel when you're a master? Become a master, you don't know that...
I don't know anything. Oh. I'm just forced and pushed, kicked out. I run away from India, that ashram, and then I met another Indian, and they chased after me all the same. And I run away from that place, and then I went to China, and they chased after me all the same. And I run away from China, I go to America, they chase after me all the same.
And all this time you didn't know you were a master?
No, I didn't know. What do I know? What for? What is a master anyhow? I am always a master. How should I know that I'm a master when I'm always a master? Understand? You cannot be aware that you are married when you, since your child, you are already married. You cannot always carry on, I'm a Mary, you know, I'm Mary, my name is Mary so-and-so, I'm sure, I'm aware, I'm very positive, because I am this Mary. You cannot. You know you're Mary, but that's it. Very vague, very innocent. Mm. Same with me. Same with me. I have no certificate.
But I know for sure that I'm not what I think I am. I'm not the this and that. I'm not that idea. I'm not this desire. I'm not that. Understand? That body. That I know. But since you think I'm a master, and since everybody knows that I'm the master, and since people are more number than I am, I lose. So you win, yeah? The majority always wins. Everybody calls me master, so what? That's it. Okay, finished.
But you know you're a supreme master, you told us.
Well, I know. I know, but I don't know. You know you are Mary, but you don't know you are Mary. No, you don't always carry that Mary-ness with you, huh?
Yes.
Very natural. You just be it.
Yes.
Huh? Understand or not?
Yes.
I'm a master. I don't need to know. I don't want to know. Why should I know? If I'm a master, I can only eat twice or once a day. The same thing. I can only sleep when I'm tired. It's the same like everyone else, even if the most beautiful clothes. I can only reach up to that much. Free yourself. Free yourself. Enjoy what God gives you. And if He takes it away, all right. Then you don't need it anymore. Less burden. Okay? The less desire, the better. The less burden, that's all. But should what God give you, then take it. There was a king. There was a man in India. His name is Rama. And when he's supposed to be the king, all right, and he prepared to be the king, but afterwards some of those, lousy officers in the court say something bad about him to his father, and his father dismissed him. Yeah? I don't want to make him king anymore and drove him out of the kingdom. Oh, it's a very funny story. Yeah. Her son was very loyal to this Rama because probably he was also a master. Not only the king, but the master himself, yeah? So he was a kind of disciple of Rama. So he was so devoted to him that even he was a king, but he never sat on that throne. He put the Rama's shoe on the throne to represent that he's only looking after the throne for him. That he is not the king. Understand? The stepmother's son. Despite all this, he never take the throne. He always respect the real king. So Rama, when he was having a kingdom, he's all right, he prepared for it. And when he was taking away the kingdom, he's also the same, happy. He said, okay, then I have less responsibility. Good for me. So he just went away. So for him, a palace is like, just exactly like the cave that he found in the Himalaya mountain where he retreat, or where he was driven to exile. Yeah, he makes no preference. He is happy wherever he is. That's the right attitude for a practitioner. If something good given to you and you don't eat, you keep staying there and mouth watering. What is the use of that? What is the use of that? You waste your mouth water only. And you still not cut the desire to the root. Understand? Everything is God's gift. If you take it, all right. If you don't take it, it's all right. No one is holier than the next. Eat when you're hungry, sleep when you are tired. Same apply to every other thing. And free yourself. Because you are most precious. You are the most lovable person. You deserve the most respect, the most care, the most attention, the most holy position, everything. You house God. Understand? No one else and nothing else is more precious than you. It's very comfortable when somebody loves the others in just such a way, you know, very unconditional, unbinding. Just feel very much close but don't need to bind with each other. As true love is always like that. We feel very close to each other. We don't need to be together. Yeah, this is the best way.
感谢你收看今日的《师道之间》节目，明仔请继续收看《青海无上师》另外一场启发人生的开始。无上师电视台下一个节目是《健康生活》，愿你每天的生活都充满着平安、祥和。
We appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for another inspiring lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai. And now, Healthy Living, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May peace and harmony be ever present in your everyday life.